Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night at this time for some swinging modern mainstream jazz. Tonight, we're going to be into our second installment of the Count Basie and his orchestra, devoted to some recorded works that were played at the Crescendo Club in Hollywood, L.A., California, in June and July of 1958. This was one of Count Basie's more popular big bands. It was called the Atomic Band because he had a great hit on Roulette Records called the Atomic Mr. Basie, and this was quite an aggregation that too many people to enumerate, but just to give you an idea, Joe Newman, Thad Jones on trumpet, Frank West, Frank Foster on tenor sax, of course, the Count on piano, Al Gray on guitar. This is a nice little swinger that was in the Count Basie book down through the years in the mid-50s, early 60s, written by Johnny Mandel, called Low Life. Thank you. Count Basie very live. He's on the West Coast, on a West Coast tour. And that was a swinging version of Johnny Mandel's composition, Low Life, that was in a Count Basie book for many years. That was a club in L.A., the Crescendo Club. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of my favorite piano players, very melodic piano player and composer. And this is from Duke Jordan's album, Flight to Jordan. And this is a little thing written by him called Split Quick. And in the front line, along with Duke on piano, of course, is Dizzy Reese on trumpet and Sonny Turrentine on tenor sax. This is an old Blue Note LP recorded back in 1960. Let's listen to Split Quick.
Thank you.
was a little swinger called Split Quick, written by Duke Jordan, who was the piano man you heard on that particular track from Duke's album Flight to Jordan. And the front line there was Dizzy Reese on trumpet, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax. All right, back to the Basie Band, and this is a little thing called Flight of the Flubird. Take it away. Again, it's the Count Basie Live at the Crescendo in L.A., Hollywood, 1958. And that swinger was written and arranged by Neil Hefti, which did a lot of the Count Basie book at that time. And just a fine up-tempo rendition of that particular composition. We're going to change the pace now and slow it down a little bit with the Gerald Wiggins Trio from an album he cut on the West Coast in L.A., 1956, with Gerald on piano, Joe Comfort on bass, Bill Douglas on drums. This is a composition. I know a lot about Duke Ellington, and I know a lot about his compositions, and this was a new one on me, but it's a nice little down-home blues by Duke called I Don't Know What Kind of Blues I Got.
Thank you.
I don't know what kind of blues I got. And I'm not talking about yours personally. I'm talking about a composition written by Duke Ellington, played by the Gerald Wiggins Trio from an album called Wig and the Wig, and that was Gerald there on piano. Nice, easy blues. Okay, we've got to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, the Count Basie Orchestra, live at the Crescendo Club in L.A., circa 1958, between June and July. And, of course, no set at the at a concert or a club is complete as far as the people in the audience are concerned, unless they have at least one version of the 1 o'clock jump, and Count Basie fulfilled that request on his set at the Crescendo Club. And so we're going to play a little version of 1 o'clock jump live in L.A. Crowd loves it. The crowd always loves it when the Count plays the 1 o'clock jump with the famous piano ending. And so now we're going to turn to one of my favorite tenor men, one of DuSable High School's finest out of Chicago, Gene Ammons. And this is from his album Jug. That was Gene Ammons' affectionate nickname. And this is Jug playing Kern and Hammerstein's composition, Old Man River, and along with Jug on tenor sax, We got Richard Wyans on piano, Dud Watkins on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and at this time, as Gene Emmons quite often did, he had Ray Barretto here on conga. So let's listen to Old Man River. Thank you. That was Jug. By that, I mean Gene Ammons. DeSable's Finest on tenor sax there. Nice, easy version of Old Man River by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, backed up by Richard Wyans on piano. And you heard the ever-present Ray Barreto there on conga drums. All right, it's back to the Basie Band, live at the Crescendo Club in Hollywood, circa 1958, around June or July. And this is a nice little swinger called Counting the Blues. The Blues at the Crescendo in L.A. 1958 by the Count Basie Orchestra, the famous Atomic Band. As I stated in at the outset of the show, it was called the Atomic Band because they had a great hit record on Roulette Records called The Atomic Mr. Basie that included there's a hit on that particular LP that was on the charts for years called April in Paris. Okay, now we're going to do something by tenor man John Coltrane from his album Lush Life, and he does Cole Porter's composition I Love You, and it's just a trio: John on tenor sax, Rome on bass, Art Taylor on drums, no trumpet or no piano, just a pianoless trio. This is Cole Porter's I Love You. Thank you. That was Cole Porter's lovely composition, I Love You, written, played by John Coltrane on tenor sax, backed up by Art Taylor on drums, Earl May on bass, from John Coltrane's album, The Lush Life. All right, back to the highlight artist of the week, the Count Basie Orchestra, live at the Crescendo Club in Hollywood, 1958. This is a little thing put together by a gentleman who did a lot of writing and arranging for to Count Basie during this period, Neil Hefti. It's called Teddy the Toad. Little swinger put together by Neil Hefti, who wrote that and arranged that particular composition for the Count Basie Orchestra, the Count Basie Atomic Band from around 1958 in L.A. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for a better part of the last hour, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we've got another hour of fine mainstream jazz ahead of us after the news at the top of the hour. So don't go away. We're going to close out the first hour with something by the Gerald Wilson Big Band doing the Miles Davis composition, Milestones. Thank you.
Thank you.